Hello. Today I'm talking about doing what your kids like to do. As my sons get older, it takes more effort to find things for us to do together that are mutually enjoyable. Since I am a mom of sons, I have learned to enjoy superhero television shows and movies. That's one of the things that our family bonds over, in addition to other things that we do together on a consistent basis, like go to church and eat dinner and things like that. But I'm talking about things that they especially enjoy that are fun to them. So my older son, Michael, he loves food, so we can go out and have a conversation and bond over a great meal. Sushi and Indian food are still his top two favorites, and I happen to enjoy those types of food also, so that works great. Now, on the other hand, my younger son Sean's three current favorite things are reading, playing video games, and watching basketball and sports on television. Reading is something that he does by himself. And I don't really like watching any sports on television. I'd rather watch them live or actually play them myself. And as far as video games, we like different types of video games. I only like the workout ones or the, remember Wii Sports and the Kinect Sports, but they don't really play those anymore. So, video games haven't been a bonding point in a while until recently. Right now, there are two special things that Sean and I have in common when it comes to fun right now. One thing is swing dance. I know that's random, but he was chosen to be on his school's ballroom dancing competition team as a part of a special dance in classrooms program. And I used to take swing dance classes when I lived in Manhattan and was single many moons ago. So that's fun, but I'll talk about that on another show. But we also found a video game that we both enjoy playing. During the school break a couple of weeks ago, Sean and I went into Manhattan for a media preview of the Scribblenauts Showdown game. Now, I had never heard of Scribblenauts before, but Sean wanted to go because he knew about the game. The public relations person was able to tell me the difference between this Showdown game and the previous Scribblenauts game, and I have the audio clip of that on today's blog post. The main difference includes multiplayer options, different consoles, and different play modes. I appreciated the fact that I could actually play some of the games and enjoy them. I even actually won some of them. I don't win at most of the video games that are currently played at my home, so I was excited about that. I also like that Scribblenauts Showdown is active. Sean was getting a little arm workout with some of the game modes, and I have a little video clip of him playing one of the games on the post for today. In any event, we parents, we just have to get creative when it comes to doing what our kids like to do at the various stages of their lives. My mentality is if I want them to enjoy the things that I enjoy, then I need to try to enjoy some of the things that they enjoy. It's definitely worth it. Sean and I had a fun time at the Scribblenauts Showdown event, and the game was released today, March 6th, and we were sent a review code to continue the gameplay. I will take all of the help that I can get when it comes to staying close and connected to my kids. If your kids like video games, I suggest getting Scribblenauts Showdown so that you can join in the fun too. That's it for today. Take care.